UW Superior student Prubhashi Nanakkara says that she was able to find out her immediate family is okay, but being 15,000 miles away makes the wait for word on the rest of her friends and extended family all the harder.
It's like my mother was so scared, and my dad wasn't that much, but she was telling, like, it's like, it's unbelievable, and I know we are so lucky enough, fortunate enough to be in a country like this.
UWS International Student Advisor Mark McLean says they're doing their best to help, making phone calls and setting up support groups. He says some are finding out loved ones have been hurt.
We also have some information about extended families and family friends that there have been, you know, damages, injuries, some problems with the extended family. It's a little tough to get information.
Since UW Superior has such a large Sri Lankan student population, 41 total, student Thanuji Shanmugaratnam says that's a comfort.
Definitely, because it's someone you can talk to. It's someone you can relate to, someone who knows what's going on firsthand.
Fellow student Upal Jayasena says this has all of them stunned, trying to find out if their extended families and friends are okay.
I still can't believe it happened for the first place. I mean, we haven't had anything like that in Sri Lanka for past 3,000 years, I would say.
Since some areas are without telephone service, they say waiting for word is hard, sad, and frustrating. They do say they're thankful for the outpouring of support from around the world to help their small country. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.